a surprise at Bonham's Auction House in London yesterday. A group of three paintings that were expected to fetch less than $2,000 went for about $25,000. The artist who painted them has been compared to Jackson Pollock and Kandinsky. He died 40 years ago of tuberculosis, leaving behind some 400 drawings and paintings. But the most unusual thing about the painter, whose name was Congo, is that he was a chimpanzee. You ask, who would spend $25,000 on three paintings by a chimp? Well, joining us from Pasadena, California, is the winning bidder, Mr. Howard Jonathan Hong. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Robert.
And I gather you were prepared to go higher than $25,000.
Yes, believe it or not. Around Thursday, I realized this thing could just go through the roof, so I just sent out a frantic email to all my friends and just begged for extra funds.
Why? Why such interest in these paintings?
I'll tell you a story. I was on a plane in Asia, and I came across a story at the Herald Tribune. And, you know, when I first read it, I thought this is a total joke. But on the paper, it was just a black and white news article. They had no pictures or anything. When I actually did the homework, quite honestly, I was pretty stunned how artistic they were. I mean, I was expecting, you know, like footprints or paws or, you know, maybe some abstract images of bananas or something. But the colors that this one painting, you know, they had these beige, black, and blue hues. It was just so eerily reminiscent of Hokusai and Hiroshige, who are my, you know, these heavyweight Japanese prints in the old days that I've always wanted to collect. So.
Mm. Now, we should explain here that Congo was no ordinary chimpanzee. This was Desmond Morris's favorite, the man who wrote The Naked Ape. And he indeed painted under Morris's supervision, I suppose, until he got a little aggressive and attacked Morris's secretary somewhere later in his career.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I guess all good artists eventually go mad and crazy, so that actually made me more comfortable. And then the fact that he's dead, I think, made me willing to spend more.
Now, one question I have is, can we look at Congo's paintings and say that they are abstract, or might they be a chimpanzee's attempted representational art?
I think one of the things I realize, what makes us human? I think Socrates was, you know, one of the first to say that it's our ability to form abstract concepts. But who's to say that humans have a monopoly on the ability to concept abstractly? I think many pet owners would disagree with that statement. And the chimp was willing. I mean, he knew when the painting was over. You know, he literally stopped and would move on. So I think there's a certain level of comprehension that the humans don't give him credit for.
He didn't have the ego to stick to make his mark on it, did he? Didn't have a signature or anything of that sort, no.
And unfortunately, he didn't. And another thing I'm disappointed in Congo is he didn't name any of the work. So it unfortunately has, you know, the ubiquitous untitled on all three, which is like probably the most abused title of all paintings.
Is that it for you and Congo's work, or are you going to set out and try to become a major collector of his oeuvre, I think is what the chimps say.
I haven't decided that. I think this is definitely the first real piece of artwork I've ever collected. I don't think Star Wars action figures counts. But I think, you know, just as a student of art history, if there can be all these ridiculous art movements like Dada and minimalism, I don't see why we can't start a new movement called animalism.
Well, Howard Jonathan Hong, new art collector and major collector of the work of Congo, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
And you can see some of Congo's paintings at our website, npr.org.